Smile.
90.4 FM.
He's doing exceptionally well, actually. He's putting on weight and feeding well. And, yeah, we're very excited to be able to bring him home eventually.
Oh, I can imagine. And how are you doing?
I'm doing very well. I've actually recovered exceptionally well for a C-section. They did a whole different kind of nerve blocking with me this time that I think has helped my recovery a lot. So less drugs.
Oh, that's fantastic. That's really, really good. So you've been through a lot. Francia was sharing a little bit about what you've been through. And now the fact that you have this new baby to bring home, I'm sure that there must have been a whole mix of emotions. But what a blessing.
Yes, absolute blessing. Yeah, there's been a lot to process. But we've had an exceptional support from our friends, family, our church people. So they've made it really easy. They've been looking after us, giving us meals. And it's been incredible to have people around us to help us.
I mean, that is absolutely wonderful. And Big Sister is excited as well. Apparently, she can't wait to hold a little brother.
No, she can't wait to hold him, kiss him, love him, play with him, push him in a pram.
You guys are going to have your hands full. You know that, hey?
We are going to have our hands full. That's without a doubt. She literally is holding her cousin at the moment. Little baby Zoe, and she just keeps wanting to kiss her. So we're going to have to figure that out, definitely. Especially a preemie, because they're quite small. But yeah, we know she'll do well. So she adores them.
Oh, that's amazing, man.
Carrie-Anne, for parents who've been through something similar, what would you say to them?
Sure. I think to take it one step at a time, one day at a time, and ask as many questions as possible. And I think also to reach out for support. So we reached out to our church family immediately. We let them know so they could come around us, let our family know. And we reached out. And as a result of that, they put us in touch often with people they knew or organizations they knew that could also provide support. So as a mom, I've had incredible support from friends and family and church family, but also from organizations. There's the Down Syndrome Network, for instance, that is, and a group of ladies. And then actually who've been coming around us and supporting us with children from all ages. And that's been incredible, just to be open to other people's input into your life. Can't do it alone.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And I think, you know, it's human nature to want to try and appear invincible, and it does take a bit to be able to lean on people. But thank you for speaking to us. And you guys are inspiring, and we'll be following your journey, and we just want to wish you all the very best.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it. We're celebrating life, so we're looking forward to the next step.
Smile Breakfast. Sestot Nyeha. With Bobby and Lindy.
Smile. 90.4 FM.